Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Bob Flott. We're live and local in the studio on this Friday morning. I want to remind you that we don't have any roadblocks outside of the White Sands Missile Range today. Inside the range, this one kicked off at 6 this morning, mid and north range area, and will be going on until noon today. Range roads 6, 7, 9, 10, and 12. And that's all for your roadblocks for today. A reminder from your men and women at range control and your men and women in law enforcement. Please buckle up. Please drive safely. And please watch the posted speed limit. And our guest this morning does all of those things when he's driving around inside the range or outside the range. Welcome back to the studio this morning. We have Josh Seitz, special events manager for the city of Alamogordo, and Keep Alamogordo Beautiful program coordinator. Josh, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me back.
It is so good to have you back this morning. How have you been?
Oh, you know, it's been busy. I have a little bit after Christmas tree lighting. It's a little bit of a lull.
Yeah.
Until about the new year, mid-January, and then I got to start picking things back up. And you know, you're planning events and spring bookings at the Civic Center, and just lots going on around the city.
I'll tell you what, that's a good thing. You know, between events going on in the city, with our Flickinger Center for Performing Arts, and Thrive having the big concert coming up in March, we've got so many good things going on.
Oh, we really do. We really do.
You know, it makes it fun to live here. Well, let's talk about a thing going on today. We've got some work being done over there by Walker Road.
Yes.
Bring us up to date on that.
So the utilities department for the city of Alamogordo is out on Highway 70 in the Walker area. They're replacing two 12-inch valves. They're doing that from 8 o'clock this morning to about 3 o'clock this afternoon, give or take, depending upon what they run into. But that is going to cause some water outages for all of the areas surrounding Walker Road out towards Airport Road.
Right.
The south side of Highway 70 is going to be affected with no water today. So that's kind of a big thing. It's a good thing, though. Even though you're going to be without water for an extended period of time today, it's a good thing because it's going to help reduce the amount of large water outages in the future. So even though it's kind of an inconvenience today, it is a necessary evil per se. For them to be able to minimize the outages, the large outages out there. So just be aware of that from 8 a.m. this morning till about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Yeah. They'll be out there working on that. Yeah.
What can customers expect during that time?
You're not going to have water. There's going to be construction crews out there working on the roads and things. So you'll use your caution when you're around that area. Drive safely. Watch for them telling you what you're going to do, moving over lanes or things like that. And the construction equipment, you know, the backhoes, the front end loaders, things like that. So just use extra caution in that area of Walker and Highway 70.
And then once the project is complete, when it comes back to using water again, when it's turned back on again, there could be a little dirt in the water. There could
Correct.
Be some bubbles. What do you call it?
Yep, you're absolutely right. Yeah, yeah. There could be those kind of things.
Yeah.
That, you know, when you do work like that, they do try to air out the lines and things like that.
And
minimize the after effects of replacing something like this. But you know, there always could be residual in the lines.
Right. But this is part of the city of Alamogordo's plan to make life better for our residents.
Right. Absolutely. 100%. You're absolutely right, Bob. Like I said, It's an inconvenience today, but it is thinking for ahead for future
right,
outages.
Exactly.
So
yeah, and there was a time in Alamogordo, and you know, Brian Caesar and the staff there at City Hall all the way around, including you and your team, do a great job. But there was a time it was just catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have those water breaks occur.
Right.
They're going to happen no matter what.
Right.
But we're at least looking ahead to prevent those problems.
Absolutely. David Nunley, the director over utilities, and his guys do a good job.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they're still reactive to the breaks that happen. I mean, this time of year, with a cold, there's breaks that happen. But they are looking to be proactive and minimizing those things, especially with something like this that they're doing today.
Yeah, looking forward to that being all done and everything else. Well, we've got some activities going on at the Civic Center today. Let's talk about what's going to be happening with the Civic Center.
So the Civic Center has been closed to the public for a few weeks now. There's a sewer line replacement project going on. It is actually going to be extended, but we're not going to close to the public. You can still come in because we did get porta potties over at the Civic Center. So we are able to take walk-ins again. AARP is still over at the Senior Center for right now. They are talking about coming back to the Civic Center within the next week or so to prepare those taxes for the community. Right now, like I said, they're at the Senior Center over on 2201 Puerto Rico, but they are looking at coming back over. We still have bookings that are going on right now. The comedy show for tonight, Willie Barcelona had travel issues, so that comedy show got canceled for tonight. But, you know, we still have bookings. We're still open. You're still able to come in and make your bookings and things like that instead of having to call and make an appointment. So that project hopefully gets back going and completed within the next couple of weeks.
Very good. Before we went on the air, we were talking to Josh about different things going on. And I know, Josh, there's another point you wanted to bring up as well this morning.
So the Civic Center, you know, we're doing a lot of things at the Civic Center, a lot of upgrades, a lot of things like that. So the whole west side of the building, you can't even drive on the west side of the building right now. So the Civic Center is like I said, back up and running. It's a good place to come and book your events. So we are still taking bookings. We'll take bookings as far as the next year. We're already taking bookings in 24. So don't hesitate to stop by. And then AARP will be there doing taxes.
Very good. So busy time for us. Now, here we are all the way through February almost. March is coming up. We've got some things. See the sign right here at the Jim Griggs Sports Complex. Let's take a look at the spring and summer with our city. What do we have coming up for the community?
Well, right now, the Alamogordo Parks and Recreation Department, the Rec Center, is doing a lot of great things. They've had their playground games going for homeschool PE. That's going to wrap up here this next week. After that, starting March 7th through the 23rd, they're going to do soccer. So homeschool PE classes are a huge hit. They're great for the staff and for those homeschooled kids to have the PE. After that, they're going to do swim lessons in April and May. Those times are to be determined. They're still trying to work some things out there. But they're 1:30 to 3 p.m., and they're for ages 8 to 12. It's $36 for six classes. So really not bad when you look at it, when you break it down per class.
$6 a class.
Yeah. Really not bad at all. It's at the Alamogordo Family Recreation Center where they're going to be doing all this, or of course soccer's around the facility. But that's things coming up. March 7th through the 23rd is soccer, so homeschool children can get in on this. Like I said, $36, $6 a class. If you have any questions or anything on that, contact Heather Casebolt on that at 439-4142, and she'll be able to answer all your questions.
Now, with the summer coming up and our warm weather, hopefully, we're looking forward to it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And everything else. I was at the city commission meeting on Tuesday evening, and Mayor Susan Payne gave her kind of a state of the city address and everything. And she was talking about the swimming pool at the Family Rec Center is not usable right now.
Right.
That's correct. But there are plans from the city to build a brand new swimming pool, covered pool. Can you share a little bit with me about that?
I don't know a whole lot on that project. I know a little bit that I know they're looking into different ideas and different ways of bringing that pool back up to where it should be and still be there for the community. So I know that's still in the planning phases. I don't know how far along they are with those. With a little bit of the changeover that's going on within the city with a new Parks and Rec director coming in starting next week, that's some things that are being looked at very, very heavily so that way we can get everything going for the swimming pool and all that. Of course, right now I know it's closed for the winter. Exactly. It's way too cold.
And then this new pool would be covered, usable 365 days a year.
That's the goal, the idea.
Yeah. Now, who's the new Park and Rec director coming in?
I don't know. I know they hired from a nice lady from Missouri that's coming in, so she should be here next week and hit the ground running. I know she's really excited to be here.
Very good. So Who left in that department?
It's actually a new position.
Oh, it's a new position.
Yep. So what they did is the community services director, Veronica Ortega, had a bunch of departments under her. You know, she had the civic center and the zoo and the rec center, senior center and the library and the airport and golf course and parks, the parks department and marketing. And so she had like half the city under her. So right. what they did was like, okay, you got a lot under you. We'll create a parks and rec director and shift a lot of the things like the parks department, rec center, things like Bonito Lake underneath this new parks and rec director. So it's a good thing.
Very good. So another area in which the city is continuing to expand, improve, and offer hopefully more events for the community.
Oh, yeah. I'm always looking at new ways and new things to do for the community while keeping the old things that are, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So,
exactly.
New things coming up starting next month. We have Fourth Fridays, which is something starting last year, we did Fourth Friday starting in March. And we went in years before, it was always four Fourth Fridays. And so starting last year, I was like, you know what? These are so much fun and so successful. Let's do six. Let's start them in March. So this year we're going to do that again. We're going to start in March. March 4th Fridays is coming up. It's right around the corner here in just a few weeks. And now there's a little bit of a change. You know, a change is not a bad thing. I don't think change is a bad thing. In fact, I think it's going to be a very good thing.
It's going to be neighbors with us.
Yes. instead of being at the Alameda Park Zoo, 4th Fridays, most of the events are going to be over here at the Griggs Sports Complex on Field 6, or is where most of the special events are going to take place. Now I say Field 6, and a lot of people don't know that's the old Pupfish Field. That's right. The back right field there at the far east complex. So lots more space to be able to have a little bit more elbow room, and we leave those poor animals at the zoo without having to wear headphones for all the noise down there at the zoo. So right. It's a good thing. I'm excited for the change. More parking, safer parking. Instead of having to park on a busy street like White Sands and Line White Sands and worry about
tough.
That. You're in a large complex. We have plenty of parking, plenty of room. So I'm looking forward to that. Champagne Problems is going to kick off Fourth Fridays for me. You know, the gates open at 6 o'clock. Champagne Problems hits the stage at 6:30, goes all the way to 10 o'clock. So still come out and see all your favorite food vendors and craft vendors, and enjoy you know, any beverages, whether that's adult beverages or non-alcoholic beverages that the vendors sell. Still going to be a lot of great fun coming up here in March for March 4th Fridays, and we hit the ground running. I have 14 events in 4 months, so not much to do in Alamogordo. Just 14 events.
Not at all. Wow.
And that's just
boring town.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Those are just my events. I mean, right. Like we were talking earlier, there's still, you know, Flickinger Center and Thrive and all sorts of other entities have events during this time. Yeah. So just because I have 14 doesn't mean that there's probably easily 20 events going on in the next 4 months, at least here in the community. So lots of things to look forward to, because after March 4th Fridays, a couple of weeks later, you know, you got Easter in the Park over at Washington Park,
right.
Which is fun. And last year was such a success. Last year was very much the event that I've never had an Easter in the Park that good since I can remember. Yeah. It was very well attended, went very smooth, and we're just looking to replicate that and just keep it going in that positive light. It's a good thing for the kids. Yeah. Free to attend. Unlike Fourth Fridays, Fourth Fridays is still a dollar for adults, 18 and over, just a dollar to get in. Kids 17 and younger are free still with an adult, but Easter in the Park's free. Doesn't cost you anything to get in or participate in the Easter egg hunt for the kids. So that's always a fun one.
Now, will there be a parade with that?
No. So we haven't done a parade in a few years, and that's just because it kind of fizzled out, and there was only about three or four entries in that. So right. we're kind of putting that one on ice.
Yep.
That may come
back later on.
Yep,
sometime.
Yep, exactly. We may bring that back later on, but we're always looking at different things to do and with events. And you know, just because we did it in the past and I'm not doing it anymore doesn't mean it's not coming back. So you know, there's always ideas and things that I'm looking at and thinking of for these events to try. Very much, I've always been one to let's try and see what happens.
Right.
It may be a success. It may be not. It may be one that'll go, hey, we need to do that again and again, or maybe one, yeah, let's not do that again.
Exactly.
So, but those are always, I'm always having ideas. So, you know, waking up in the middle of the night going, hey, you know what? What if I did this? Kind of a thing. And so those are always thoughts and ideas that I'm always thinking about. So, You know, soon after Easter in the Park, just a week or two later, you have Cottonwood Brew Fest. Now, Cottonwood Brew Fest started as Brew at the Zoo, which I did last March at the Alameda Park Zoo. Changed the name, moved it to Griggs Sports Complex, and that's now Cottonwood Brew Fest. Little different. Now, there's a few changes with this event. One of them is the location, from the zoo to Griggs Sports Complex. And that's over 2 days now. Instead of one long day, it's over 2 days. It's going to be Friday, April 14th, and Saturday, April 15th at Griggs Sports Complex. Tickets will go on sale for that on Eventbrite for you to get in, $10 in advance per day, or $15 for both days in advance. That goes up day of to $15 a day, or $25 for both days at either the day of or at the gate. So definitely buy those tickets in advance, save a few bucks. Designated drivers are always $5. Want you to be able to come to the Cottonwood Brew Fest and be able to have a safe way to get home. So we minimize the cost for those safe drivers with designated driver fees.
Yeah. Josh Sides, with these events being moved to the Griggs Sports Complex, part of that complex has been years back, of course, the White Sands Pupfish baseball team.
Right.
And they haven't been performing now in several years here in Alamogordo. Whatever happened to the team?
So since COVID, just it kind of fizzled out. I know Andrew Dunn's working on some other things, other adventures in California, Arizona, Texas, Colorado. So not that we would not love to have Pupfish or another team come back. It's just not in the cards right now.
Right.
We always entertain those phone calls and those ideas because we do know what it did for the community. So but just right now, it's just not in the cards, whether that's from Andrew Dunn, who was the White Sands Pupfish owner, or on our side, where just COVID implications that we had to follow. So, but like I said, we're always looking for fielding those phone calls and looking to see if we can't bring something back.
Of course, for the baseball, softball fans, there's always plenty of sports going on like that.
Oh, yeah.
In Alamogordo. So you can get your fix by attending and supporting these little leaguers.
Oh, absolutely. There's always baseball and softball tournaments going on around the city constantly. It seems like they're always going on. In fact, there was one not too long ago over at Hoosier. In fact, it took both complexes, Hoosier and Griggs, to do that tournament. So there's always tournaments going on and around. The best thing to do is, and that's kind of what I tell everybody, is if you want to know what's going on in the community, the events calendar for the Center of Commerce is kind of the go-to calendar.
It is.
You want to know what's going on, go to that calendar. Especially if you're wanting to plan an event, maybe you're working for an entity and you have this great idea, check out the calendar first, see what's going on around it. That way you're not competing with anybody else's event or there's something going on. Check out that calendar. And just for anybody else, check out the calendar and see what's going on.
Oh, definitely, it's a source of information, and before anybody plans anything at all, they need to go to the Center of Commerce.
Oh, yeah.
And check that calendar out, because it's got everything going on.
Oh, yeah.
Just about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's when I'm looking at planning new events, that's the calendar I look at.
Yeah.
And that when someone comes to me, hey, I'm looking at doing an event, I'm looking at a park, my first question is, what date do you want, is my first question.
Right.
My second question is, have you checked the Center of Commerce calendar to make sure that that date is available?
Exactly, yeah.
Because if you're looking at competing with another event, and this is your first time doing it, I would highly recommend you move the date.
Yeah. Now we're talking about getting into the summer and everything else. What are some of the other plans throughout the summer?
Oh, I've got a ton of events going on throughout the summer. I mean, after Cottonwood Brew Fest, that's in April. I've got April 4th Fridays, which is the fourth Friday in April. The very next day, Saturday, is Earth Day, and that's at Alameda Park Zoo. Then we
and
got
that's on what date?
April 29th is Earth Day.
Yeah.
At
Alameda
Park
Zoo. The last Saturday of the month, right?
Yep, it always.
April.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. this year.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yep. Last year, was my first year doing it. I listened to a lot of folks and a lot of vendors, and it was just a really long day. So I was like, you know what? We can cut it by 2 hours. That's okay. I'm okay doing that. So.
And I think that's a good idea.
Yep. And just listening, and I listen to people at the events. I go and I talk to people, and if you see me out and about running around like a chicken with my head cut off, don't hesitate to stop me. I'll stop and talk to you for a minute and two, and you know, and
I'm running down the park. John! gosh, hang on a minute, I can't keep up with you, you know, trying to catch you.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm always willing to stop and talk to whether you're a vendor, whether you're a spectator, whether you're part of a the sponsor, one of the sponsors, no matter who it is.
Right.
I, you know, I'm always there to stop and talk to and listen and hear your concerns, hear your praises, whatever it may be. I'm always there to stop and talk to you. Don't be afraid to stop me and talk to me. So that was one thing with Earth Day that I heard a lot about, was it was just a really long day.
Yeah.
So, you know, cut it a couple hours. We'll see how it goes from 9 to 2, and we'll keep modifying and trying to make things better as we go on in the next few years, and making that event back to how it was in its glory days with Stett Reed. So, doing good by him and Earth Day. So that's a fun one coming up. And then the following week, I've got a new event, teamed with Sally Moni Chile food truck, Rick DeSantiago, and his food truck, to bring to the community something that I've always kind of wanted to do. It's always one of those, okay, in the back of my mind, if I could do something, I'm going to. I just need something to kind of spark that, and that was Rick, and so we're going to do Cinco de Mayo event on May 6th. Now, I know that's not Cinco de Mayo.
Gotcha.
It's the day after, but Saturdays usually are typically better for events, so May 6th over here at Griggs Sports Complex, we're going to do Cinco de Mayo. That is actually going to, the event itself on Field 6, the old Pupfish Field, is from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., but there is a car show from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Griggs parking lot, so it's a whole day of just fun and entertainment for the entire family.
So the car shows 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And then from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the actual event itself for Cinco de Mayo on the baseball field.
Yeah. No, these car, classic cars, right?
Correct.
The oldies but goodies.
Oldies but goodies, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
And that'll be a fun one.
Yeah, and that's brand new.
Yes. This is a brand new event. This is the first year we're doing it, teaming with Sally Moni Chile. It's gonna be a fun one. It's built a lot like a Fourth Friday. There's gonna be music and vendors and food vendors and adult beverages and non-alcoholic beverages and just fun for the entire family for Cinco de Mayo. Something that, like I said, I've always wanted to do. I just needed that one piece of the puzzle to fall into place, and it fell into place. And so I'm really, really excited for this event and to do it for the first time and continue doing it for years to come. And, you know, got to thank Casa Auto Group for coming on as a sponsor, to sponsor this event, put on community events, because without sponsors, without the help of sponsors, a lot of these events just would be really, really tough for me, because when it comes down to special events, it's me, myself, and I. I do rely on other city staff, the Civic Center right. staff, Parks Department staff, the Rec Center staff. I do rely on other staff, but they also have their regular full-time jobs, so
sure.
Asking them, hey, I need you to come in and give me another 4 to 6 hours on top of the 40 hours you already worked this week, you know, it gets tiresome, especially when you, like me, I've got 14 events in 4 months, so I'm always asking those guys and gals to come in, hey, overtime, can you come in, can you help me out, I know you work 40 hours, can you work 50 hours this
right.
week, and can you instead, and you know, everybody gets that burnout, and so
yeah, well, when people work a 40-hour week, let's just say it's eight fives, Saturday comes along, your day off, you really want that time.
You do.
You want the time to recoup, you want the time with your family, and to do the things you need to do.
Right, exactly. And that's it's rough, so having those sponsors be able to come in and go, yeah, we'll help you, we'll be out there, we'll
right.
do whatever you need, is just, it's just a blessing.
Yeah.
So I got to thank Costa Auto Group for coming on as a sponsor and helping make that event go. So that, like I said, that's a new one. That's going to be a fun one. Very excited for that one. And then, of course, later on in May on Armed Forces Day, it's another change. There's that word again, change. Sounds of Freedom, back at the Otero County Fairgrounds.
Oh.
Yep, going to be back
at the Armed Forces Day.
On Armed Forces. So there's a little difference for Sounds of Freedom this year. It's always been one day, from 19, 21, and now 23. It's always been one day. Started off one day in 2019, one day in 2021.
Yeah.
This year, it's over 2 days. We're going to do it over 2 days this year.
Saturday and Sunday.
We're going to do a Friday and Saturday.
Oh, Friday and Saturday.
Yep. So
What's the dates?
May 19th and May 20th.
Very good.
So Sounds of Freedom, it's Friday night is from 6 to 10. Same thing for Cottonwood Brew Fest.
And that's for the fireworks and everything?
No. Oh, so okay. This is in May. So okay. I know in 21 we did it 4th of July weekend. And so this event's kind of bounced around a little bit.
Got it.
So it was in May, did it in May in 19, did it in July, 4th of July in 21. We're going back to May because this is a military appreciation style event. So we moved it back to Armed Forces Day where it was originally set for, because the Sounds of Freedom originally was military appreciation event, and that's what it was. It was coupled with Gus Smacker when we had Gus Smacker over on Washington Avenue, and then we just kind of did a standalone event, and it really was kind of starting to wither down. And so when I took over special events in 18, I believe it was 18, that was the event I first looked at and said, okay, we got to do better. We got to do better for our armed forces. We got to do better. So I took that, rebranded it to Sounds of Freedom, and made that event. I'm building that event back up, and that's a great event. That is my favorite event of all of them. That is the event I've worked the hardest on. I've been planning Sounds of Freedom since about July, and I've got a lot of good things. I've got Wade Hayes coming into town, Jamie O'Neill coming into town to headline that event. So that is very exciting for me. I listen to a lot of country music. I know who Wade is. I know who Jamie is.
Exactly.
And if you've listened to country music growing up from the 90s to 2000s, you know, those two were staples in country music in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah.
So very excited to have both of those great artists coming into town. And then I've got a new up-and-coming artist, Brian Mars, out of Texas. He's tuning around with Aaron Watson and things like that. Great guy. Great sounding voice. You're going to like that lineup on Saturday. Friday night, I've got Dealer's Choice going to kick off this event for me to take us through, much like a Fourth Friday. Dealer's Choice going to be on the stage from about 6:30 to 9:30. And so that'll be a good, fun event over 2 days for the family with activities and craft vendors and food vendors and the live music and just a petting zoo. Just a lot of great fun over 2 days for the entire family. So Friday night when you get off, you don't have to worry about going and getting food. Just come on out. Gates are going to open up at 6 o'clock for Sounds of Freedom at the Otero County Fairgrounds, and that is free to attend. It doesn't cost you anything. So that's a great event, and I'm very excited for that event. So lots of great things coming up here in the next, and then of course right after Sounds of Freedom, there's another Fourth Friday. So, and then June, Fourth Friday, it doesn't slow down. And then, that's just events around the city.
Right.
I'm
July the 4th parade and all that stuff.
Oh yeah. You know, and that's just through June. And you know, you have the fireworks extravaganza on 4th of July.
Right.
It's back at the Space Hall by popular demand. I know we did that 1 year over here at Griggs. We moved it back up there on the hill. Much better.
Yeah.
Much better for everybody. Much better for the pyrotechnicians. Much better for the community. It's just much better up there. So, of course, that's coming up. And then, you know, I look at things, you know, my office is in the Civic Center, and, you know, and I do manage that building, but I do have Cassandra May, who does the bookings and day-to-day and make sure that building's going and successful, and she does a great job. But I look at events like, okay, what can we do here? We have this great building with good space. It's gotten a lot of upgrades, new flooring, new paint on the walls, new audio video system. Now a new sewer line as soon as it gets completed.
Exactly.
What can we do here? So I'm looking at doing comedy nights and country nights the first Thursday and Friday of March and April. So looking at bringing in some comedians. I'm still working on the comedians.
Gotcha.
So I don't have anything to tell you who's coming in yet, but you know, it's coming. That's the first Thursday of both those months is the comedy nights. And that's it. That's just something that is just a lot of fun. I've done comedy nights in the past at the Civic Center. Always a hit, always fun. Country nights. So on Friday nights, what we'll do is we'll open up the Civic Center. There'll be a few tables out. I'm going to have a DJ. We're going to play country music and some other, you know, it won't,
sure.
You know, some other, but primarily country music because it's country nights. So you will be able to have something to do additionally to go and have fun and dance and talk and mingle and do something on a Friday night somewhere where you can go out to eat, and then you can come to the Civic Center, you can dance, you can have fun. Just something I wanted to do to get people inside the Civic Center, to see the Civic Center in a different light other than like a quince or a wedding or a craft show or right. a training, just in a different
kind of
light.
Fun night.
Yes, and that's a fun, safe night, and yeah. it's in the center of town. It's a great location, so those are coming up, like I said, first Thursday and Friday in March, first Thursday and Friday in April. Probably going to extend that, but we'll see how it goes. As I've said 100 times at the events, you always judge the success by how many people you can see when you get there. So,
exactly.
Just if there's a ton of people and I'm packed to capacity, of course we're going to keep doing things. But, just need you to come and show up and have fun.
You bet. Hey, Josh is going to be doing this once a month with us, or more if necessary. We'll be going in there once a month. He'll be bringing you up to date with what's going on within the city of Alamogordo. So make sure you have your notepad with you or your computer and get it filled in, because, boy, Josh, I'll tell you, there's a lot going on.
Oh, there's a lot going on around in and around the city. Lots of upgrades, like utilities department doing upgrades.
Right.
Lots of things for coming out of the rec center. Lots of things coming out, special events, the civic center. Just lots of stuff going on. Alameda Park's down right now because they're replacing the sprinkler system in there and upgrading the electrical. That project should be
a big job.
Yes. That project, they're, from my understanding, they're about halfway done. They should be done here in the next couple of months, and that park's going to look great once they're done. A lot like what they did with Washington Park a few years back. That's what they're doing at Alameda Park. So even though the park's down now, it's going to be great once it opens back up.
I've seen those city crew members out there working. Cold, windy, but they're out there just getting that job done.
They are. And the city crew, the contractors that are out there as well, just doing a fantastic job out at Alameda Park to get that park up and going. So lots of great things coming on in the city. Lots of great upgrades. Lots of great things.
You bet. If the folks want to find out more about what's going on at the Family Rec Center or with the city of Alamogordo, tell us how we do that.
I would highly recommend going to the City of Alamogordo website, ci.alamogordo.nm.us. That's what you type into your browser. Go there. That's the city website. And from there, you can go to any department you want, whether that's the rec center, parks department, the zoo, the police department, the civic center, special events. You can navigate to any page you want and find out what's going on in the city. And then, of course, with the events, go to the Center of Commerce event calendar. There's tons of different places you can go to get this information. Of course, anything coming out, any big upgrades or things like that, public service announcements come out, we put it on Facebook. Facebook is a great way. If you have Facebook and you're not following the City of Alamogordo government on Facebook, you need to be, because lots and lots of great information come out on that Facebook page.
Very good, Josh. Anything else?
I'm just excited for all the upgrades. I'm excited for the Alameda Park. I'm excited for these events. I'm just excited for the new things and the events to get going again. About Christmas tree lighting, I'm like, okay, this is my last event of the year. I'm excited for my next couple of months off. And then I sit there and go, okay, well, what do I do with myself now?
Right, exactly.
I'm excited to get back to that going the proverbial 100 miles an hour and putting these events on and just seeing everybody out and having a lot of fun. I can't wait for warmer weather and events to start happening around the city.
All right. Good, Josh. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, you bet. Josh Sides with the City of Alamogordo, bringing you up to date with everything that is going on in our great city of Alamogordo.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.